Okay. Mirtz Hashem, tonight, Meiser Sheni, Perek, easy to remember. Perek Yud Aleph, Halach Yud Aleph, 11-11. We're talking about the Vidui Masros, okay, and what has to happen in that. So we continue another way of Vidui Masros. Remember we said you should be bringing it to Yerushalayim. That's the optimal, but we said, B'dieved, you don't have to, and here's an example how you don't have to. Yud Aleph. Mishahayu Perosav Rechokim Mimenu. Let's say the fruits were very far away from him, and they were tevel. I don't know what he's been doing to wait that long. He's holding on to this tevel for months and months and months. And the Higia Yom Abir, and the time, the final day to exterminate, it's Erev, last day of Yontif of Pesach, and it's still, he's got wads of tevel sitting in his, far away from him. He can't even get to it. So what does he do? How does he get out of this problem? He's in Yerushalayim. Tomorrow he's got to make the Vidui Masros, and he's got hundreds of apples sitting somewhere in the Chevron place that have to be dealt with. It's tevel. Harei ze kore shem lematanos. First of all, he can declare those things, the gifts that he has to be, by getting a specific amount. He could say, okay, 2% of all the crops in the northern side are going to the Kohen, and 10% on the southern side are going to the Levi, and another 10, whatever. He can make all those declarations, but that's still not enough, because what does he have to do? It's not enough to separate. What does he have to do before the Biur? He has to gift it. Now remember, the food need not all be consumed. What has to happen, every gift that he has to give has to be gifted. Kohen can sit with it till the cows come home. It's not his problem anymore. Meiser Shani and Netzer Avoy, he's got to eat in Yerushalayim. But this stuff he can give. But the problem is, you can't just give it to them because you need a Kenyan. Okay? He's not there. The Kohen's not there.
And the food's not there.
And the
food's there.
The food's there. He's here. The Kohen is who knows where. How's he going to make sure that the Kohen, now he's separated. Okay, step one, you can do that. But the Kohen doesn't have it. Still not a problem. He can transfer ownership to the new owner. We'll see what it means, the Kohen or the Levi. Algav karka, through a Kenyan agav with land. We'll explain. Olamishazochlam, or to someone who will accept it on their behalf, Labalim, for the owner, and he'll be able to make the Vidui tomorrow. In other words, we've already learned in the laws of Kenyan, if you recall. If I want to bequeath some metaltalim, some movable objects to you, I have a number of options, and one of them is a Kenyan agav karka, which means if I sell you a wee little bit of land, or gift you a wee little bit of land, and now you can be koina the metaltlin via the land, even though they're not on the land. If you recall, we learned all that. So now he can sell them a little bit of karka. I'm sure a coin wouldn't mind getting a little bit, one square amma of karka, and pay for it to get all the truma or all the miser that's coming there. And that's how he gets rid of it. He separated it, A, verbally. It's separated. And now he tells to the coin, listen, I'm selling you this little piece of land, and together with the land, all the truma that you have, and it's all done. You don't have to be there.
But it doesn't have to be on that piece of land either.
It doesn't have to be on that piece of land. Yeah. That's how Kenyan Agav works. Right. So you can work that. Now, you might say, wait a minute. It still might be a problem because it's going to look like he sold him Truma. Because the guy gave him some money for the land. He says, that's not a problem. He says, Shenesina Sametalton Gabay Karpa, when I gift someone movable objects through the Kenyan on the Karka, Ein Ela Matana, it's a gift. That it has support, as it were. In other words, even though I'm selling the land with money, and it might look like, well, the guy's giving me money and he's getting fruits. But it's not that I'm selling him the fruits for the money. It's just there's a Kenyan agav the karka, and this and a Kenyan agav clarifies who has the karka, and that's all I'm doing. But of course, he couldn't do avol eni yochel hakus on a ma'is rechlim. He couldn't make a chalipin with the coin.
No,
look right. Here, you give me a little money in exchange for the money. I'm going to give you that because then that would be a sale. That he couldn't do. It looks like a sale. It really is a sale. All right. So, and we can't sell. Why? Because vahamasros and ma'iser vatrumas vamatonos those gifts. Never it says by nesina you must give to them. You can't sell to them. Lo mechira, not a sale. So this is the way out of it. He sells them a little land. Through the land, he now gifts the land, the metaltlin through that. And that's how on Erev, last day of Pesach, he can give it all away. And then the next day, make the...
What about Master Shani from the table?
No, that's...
Burn it.
That's how you can
it's
do it.
No, it's
have it
it's way over... The, it's far yeah. away.
You can only eat in Jerusalem.
This is time resolving an issue when something is very far away.
You can't send an email.
That already, because you can take this produce, buy produce, and
you can redeem it.
You're not there.
You can redeem it and throw the money in the ocean.
Yeah.
You can do it like this. Okay, what are all my gifts? I have to give truma. Okay, on the south side,
2%.
2% truma. 10% to Levi. On the east side, 10% is Maaser Sheni.
You're not in Jerusalem.
Now, I've got to be somewhere. Wherever I am, I'm redeeming it now on this money right here. I take the money and I throw it in the garbage.
What? You can spend the money in Jerusalem.
It's Erev last day, no time.
You can't spend the money.
Let's say you're not there.
Let's say he's not in Jerusalem.
You got the flu, you couldn't go.
Let's say you're not in Jerusalem. Let's say you got stuck in a hotel in Newark.
But even then.
On the fire escape. There's still a way out.
Can't you come later on and buy it?
No, it's the last day. He has to say to Vina tomorrow.
But if he has the money.
No, he's got to get rid of the money. There can be nothing left.
Deadline.
Whatever he has to consume, it's got to be. That's the biur. That's the extermination. The other, he just gifts it to them. He doesn't have to worry about it. He has to get rid of any vestiges of mice.
When you redeem it on money and you throw the money in the ocean, what happens to that food that's there?
It's chulin. It's chulin. It's been redeemed. What do you care? I can redeem it all.
A while back, remember when you sell land, you have to do a kin, you have to do something, you have to walk on the land, or you have to make a mark.
Oh, give me money. You can buy land with kesef.
Yeah.
You can buy land with kesef. He gets a coin. Listen, you can't say that he can't find a coin. Even on a fire escape, he'll find a coin. Right? So he finds a coin. He has to find it. If there's no coin around, he can't do this. He has to have at least a Kohen next door. They don't have to be near the land. They don't have to be near Yerushalayim. If he's in a hotel with a coin, so I got a big problem. I don't know what to do. Tomorrow's the last day.
Kohen can't own the land.
Yes, you can sell him land.
Kohen can own land.
Get on land. I can sell you. It'll revert after 50 years.
He's not giving his heritage, but he can certainly
own land. He gets
it.
So now I have the coin. Here, give me $5. Give me $5. Here's the Kenyan. Now, you own the land. I can sell a coin land.
And with all the shoe money.
Metaltalin you can't buy with money. Land's not going to burn. Remember why we said money doesn't work because then the guy won't watch the stuff. But land doesn't burn. So I could sell. I can make a Kenyan. That's not a problem. Shtar will work too. Okay. Let's continue. Yud Beis. How do we know you can't say the confession until you got rid of all the gifts? Shenemar, because now he goes through a number of psukim here. He says, number one, you say, Biyarti HaKodesh, I exterminated the holiness from Minabayis. So that's clear. You got to get rid of them. Now, how do we look at every word of the pasuk? HaKodesh, what's the holy stuff? Remember, Kosh means it belongs to Hashem, really. Zeh Ma'aser Sheni. That's Ma'aser Sheni. V'neta Ravoi. The Neta Ravoi. That belongs to Hashem. Hakori Kodesh. And I exterminated Min HaBayis from the house. What do you exterminate from the house? Zuchala. That's the Chala that you separate. Shehi HaMatana Shokoyim BaBayis. That's the that you give from your house. You give from your Chala to the coin.
Rather than the field.
Vigam also nesativ la Levi. I also gave to the Levi. What's that? It's a Ma'aser Rishon. That's Ma'aser Rishon. And it says vigam and also. Why say and also? Vigam nesativ mikleal shekod masu matanachad. I preceded the giving to the Levi another gift. And what's that? Vi truma gedol u trumas ma'aser. I gave the regular truma or trumas ma'aser if I want to give before. lager v'layosam and give it to the convert, to the orphan and the widow. It's a meiser ani. That's meiser ani. And finally, what else do I give to them? V'leket, shikha, upeya. They're all gifts to them. Now, here is Shelley's issue. I believe he brought it up last time. You don't give it to them. You leave it. So the commentary says, really, there's no mitzvah of giving it. It's just a question of leaving it over for them. But still, the rabbi said, as a mitzvah l'chatchila, in other words, really, technically, if you didn't leave that stuff, you could say vidui maestras, because the vidui is I gave. So, but the rabbis were strict, and you got to do these two. In other words, technically, if you didn't leave those things, you could still say Vidu Meisters, because what is the Vidu Meisters saying? I've exterminated, I've given, I've done this. It's just a question of leaving. But still, the rabbi said, you still have to give it. So, so that's not, because you don't really own them. That's what he says at the end of the Rambam. Even though do not hold back the vidui, because technically you got to give it. You don't have to give it. There's no question. It says v'gam nasativ, and I also gave it. So there's no giving over here. So technically, even though you really, it doesn't hold back from the vidui. And if you didn't do it, you could still say the vidui. But the rabbis still say you should. They said lichatchila, you shouldn't say the vidui until you do these mitzvahs, even though technically you wouldn't have to. But the rabbis figured you better give it. Okay, now
when you're doing this. This also would be in the Shemitah year, right? In the seventh year when this would take place?
Well, it's in the seventh year is the second time you do it, right. But it's really for what was pre-Shemitah.
It doesn't really affect any...
There's nothing in the Shemitah year that you had to give. You don't own anything in the Shemitah year. You say this in the Shemitah year because you have old crops that you own. Mm-hmm. If you have crops from the sixth year, you're still the owner of it, right. And you could stop people from going in from your sixth year crops. So that's that. Okay, what else has to happen? Yud Gimel. There's a lot of things that have to happen for you to say this Vidui Meiser. V'tzorich lahafrish ha-matonas ala seir. You have to give the gifts in the order. There's an order how you're supposed to give it. And v'achar kachisvara. And then you can make the confession. Shenemar, you say, k'chol mitzvosecha, like all of your commandments, asher tzivan, which you command me, I did it exactly how you told me to do it. Ha im hikdish hikdim meiser. What if you gave meiser sheni before meiser rishon? That's transgressing a negative, even though it may work after the fact. But you didn't listen to the way Hashem wanted you to give it. And yochel svadis, you cannot say the confession. You can't say I did as you commanded me. What if nisraf tivlo? What if all his tevel got burnt? Tevel got burnt. Well, did he end up giving any stuff to the kohen? Levi? Anybody? It got burnt. And you can't confess, not to any sin of your own, but shirlo hifrish matonis. You didn't separate anything. You didn't give to the owners. Let's say your field just got wiped out. A massive California fire in Eretz Yisrael. Wiped it out. You can't say, well, I didn't. Did you do any averus? He did not do any averus. The guy is not a sinner. But can he say, well, I gave everything? What do you mean he gave everything?
You didn't give anything.
You're not able to do it. All right. Now, interesting. Remember the days of Ezra? Remember when Ezra, he punished the Levies? Well, they didn't want to come along.
They didn't come back.
What did he say? You ain't getting my serishon. Who's it going to?
Cohen.
Wait a minute. So now, can a guy say vidu maestras now? I gave it to the Levites. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Even though he listened to what the rabbis told you to do, he still can't make the Vidu Meiser. At the time when they give the Meiser Rishon Kohanim and they took it away from the Levites, Lohi even said they couldn't confess. Shenemar v'gam nasati Levi. I gave it to Levi. Even though he's listening and he's a good from Jew, because if he'd give it to Levi, he'd be going against Ezra's decree. But the collateral damage of Ezra's decree is you can't express the Vidui Maestros. That's only in the times of Ezra, because otherwise it's going to be a contradiction to your Dawud. Because you're going to see there's other things he can't do and you can say the Vidui. We already said you shouldn't say it. So the Rambam is saying only in the times of Ezra. But not in the times of Ezra, we go to Halacha Yudalid, not to be confused. Misha ain lo ella. Now here's interesting scenarios. Misha ain lo ella meiser sheni bilvad. What if the guy only has is not in the times of Ezra. What if the guy only had Meiser Sheni and he gave it? Or he ate it in Yerushalayim. Misvada, he could do Misvada. Now the question is, how can you only have Meiser Sheni without Meiser Rishon, without Truma? Give me a for instance. Commentary is not going to tell it to you.
If you're a Kohen?
No. No, you have Meiser Sheni.
But you have Meiser Sheni, so you don't have Truma and...
yeah. How is it possible? Well, how about he separate?
He only
has
Meiser Sheni.
How could you only have Meiser Sheni? You can't have Meiser Sheni until there was Meiser Rishon. He's saying you only fulfilled the mitzvah of Meiser Sheni. That's what he's saying. Even if the guy only had Meiser Sheni, took it to Yerushalayim, ate it, and did everything with Meiser Sheni, misvad, he can still say the vidu. He can say the vidu Meisters.
Okay. You're saying he didn't.
Now, how is that? What happened to Meiser Rishon? What happened to Truma? He didn't do it. He didn't violate. He didn't violate either. If he violated, he for sure couldn't say it. We're saying the guy only has Meiser Sheni. How does he only have Meiser Sheni? Well, very simple. He separated Truma, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni. He now exchanges the Meiser Sheni, goes through Shalim. When he goes through Shalim, a fire burns down everything else in his house.
Oh, so he separated but never got to give it.
So he did not give Truma, he did not give Meiser. Okay? So all he did was Meiser Sheni. Still, Misvada, he may make the confession. Interesting, why? She'ikar avidu, the primary vidui, is b'maiserhu. That's why it's called vidui maisers. Remember, he says, lo biarti, biarti, I burnt it out. Which gift more applies the word biarti, I burnt it out? Meiser Sheni. Because Meiser Sheni, if you haven't given it, you can burn it. Truma, Meisters, you can't burn it. So the main lusher.
Burnt down anyway, so he
that was accidental. Okay, we're talking about making a burnt. Tikkun. Make it, with Truma and Meiser, generally, you give it, you don't burn it. So when is it possible to say, I burnt it out? Well, it's by Meiser Sheni. So therefore, he may say it, right? Or, v'cheinim lohoyulo ela bikurim of our, if you only had bikurim. How's that?
That's
also. No, very simple. Remember, when do you give the bikurim? When the crops are just beginning to grow, the first ones. So what does he do? He puts the little thing around it. And says, I'm going to take this. Okay, I'm excited. I'm going to Yerushalayim for Shavuos with my nice little bundle of fruits. And then when he's away, the entire field burns down.
No.
And all he did was give bikurim. But that's still misvade, because that's also called kodesh. And remember, biarti ha kodesh. Not just kodesh, ha, the extra hay. Ha kodesh rishon, the first kodesh. What's the first kodesh? Before Truman, Meiser, and everything is bikurim. Shua bikurim. So if you at least gave Truman, Meiser, Sheni, or bikurim, you could still say it. Avomisha ain lo ela truma. What if he only has truma? Ain a misvada. He can't say it. She ain a truma tuna vidui, because truma doesn't really need the vidui. Elba shama. It's included in all the other gifts as a throw-in, but it's not the primary one. Now, while we're on the topic of what he says, Tes Vav and Tes Zion and Yud Zion are just going to go through some of the texts of what that verbalization is. And explains some halachas that come out of this and some understanding that comes out of this. He says, Lo avarti mi mitzvosecha, I have not transgressed your mitzvos. What does that mean? Shol hifrish mi min al shein amino. One of the things you can't do is to separate miser one species and another species. So he says, I didn't do that. Velo min atosh b'chubar. You can't separate from separated cut fruits from not cut fruits. You can't separate one from the other. And not from the not cut to the cut. You can't separate from one year to another year, a new year to an old year, and not an old year to a new year. In all those cases, what if he did it? What happens? What happens if you do that? I'm gonna give Meiser from 2016 to 2015. What's the halacha? Nothing.
Yeah,
nothing. So therefore, that's what it means. I haven't transgressed. And here, he'll still be able to read. Because what happens? He has to redo it anyway.
Yeah, if you've done nothing.
He has to redo it.
Right.
So even if he did these wrong things, it's okay. Because he has to redo it anyway. V'lo shachachti, I didn't forget. What does that mean? Shalo shachach melavarcho, I didn't forget to bench. On the food. To bench. You gave me all the food. There's a lot of halachas I have to do this food. I have to get truma meiser, and I got meiser sheni. I got to take that meiser in shalim, yeah? Yeah? Now, what if I don't make a, what if I don't bench on it? So I tell you, I didn't forget. I didn't forget the bench. On the meiser sheni that I ate, or
hopefully,
the
beak. Hopefully.
Right? Did. I didn't forget. What did you forget? I didn't forget the bench. That's part of the halachas too. It's no less important to take all the stuff to take your shalim and spend your shalim. What about benching on it? So I didn't forget the bench. Umalahaska shmol, that I didn't forget to say Hashem's name, Shema Malchus, and everything has to happen. Now it's interesting. And what if he didn't? Doesn't say if he can't say this or not. Because look at the next expression. Because Sofai Ram just is translating the words. Because this is what the guy means when he says this. But now the next clause, lo chalti boni, I didn't eat it in a state of oni. What does that mean? What if he ate it when he was an onain? Einam isvara. Now the Rambam says he can't say the vidui. Notice here, only on this last clause, and say you can't do the vidui. Because now you messed up the matanos. What happens if you eat maiser sheni when you're in an onain? You have desecrated the maiser sheni.
You're in a bad state.
Now, although the other things say, well, I didn't forget to bench. But what if you forgot to bench? Did you desecrate the miser shame? No. So it would appear that even though he's saying what you're supposed to do, but even if he didn't do it, he could still say it. Okay. I didn't exterminate it when I was tamei, meaning to say, I didn't separate it when I was in a state of tumah to make it tamei. What if he separated when he was tamei or kosher? Then anyways, he can't be masad because again he desecrated the meiser sheni. These are all focusing on meiser sheni items. I didn't give it to a dead person. What does that mean? You don't give a meiser sheni to a dead person. It means I didn't use it for dead people. So talking about, I didn't take the money and buy with the money instead of food an aron, a casket, v'tachrichim for the mace. And I didn't give it this crop to other onanes. I didn't do that. Doesn't seem to say, you'd think it would make it, doesn't say what happens if you transgressed. We're not sure. Commentary is not sure. Shamati because Hashem alokai. I listened to the voice of Hashem, my God, which means what? Shavil Beis. I brought it to the Beis HaMikdash. I brought the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. Maaser Sheni, that's good enough just to bring you Shalim. Asisa Kol Hashem, I did as you commanded me. What's the commandment? Shesomach, I rejoice with my Maaser Sheni and my Bikurim. Torah says you got to be happy with your stuff in Yerushalayim. And also, v'simach bo, and I cause others joy. That's by Bikurim. It says you cause others to have joy. Shenemer v'simach tabachotov, you will rejoice for all the good. Doesn't say if you weren't happy, if you could say it or not. But this is what you're supposed to be understanding. Okay, then we say the next thing. The next thing has nothing to do with halacha, tazayin, but has to do with pshat. We say hashkifa mimon katshecha min hashamayim. Look from your heavenly abode, down from the heavens, until the words kasher nishpata, like you commanded to our forefathers, and eretz avos chalavash land flowing milk and honey. What are you saying with that? You're saying a tefillah Hashem. Zubakashi. You're asking Hashem now. I'm giving these bikurim. Shitin tamba peres. Make sure my fruits taste good. I mean, Hashem, please. You know, I'm giving you the best of first. When I come back, make sure the fruits are good. Look down from your heavenly abode and make sure I have. So it's, you don't have to do anything. It's just a personal tefillah, yeah?
Is hashkifa a negative term?
Not necessarily. It's hashkifa means look from a far distance.
No, but I thought usually
there is a kasha on that, and that's an answer. There's an answer to, I don't remember. But you can turn over the Midas Sadin with this. Something to do with that.
I don't remember. The word that was used for Sodom.
Destroyed Sodom.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, finally, Yud Zayin is an interesting thing. For you to be able to say this Vider Maestris, you do mention about the land which you gave to us. So one of the prerequisites would have to be you can't say this Vider Maestris unless you own land, no?
Unless you could own land.
Well, yes, but you got to own land. Right? Not everybody owns land, so not everybody could say this because they're never going to own land. Let's see. Yisrael, a regular Jew, and even Umamzerim, a mamzer who has a Jewish father and will eventually one day have land. Misvadim, they're capable of saying the vidui because they can say that line about the land. Avalok, but a convert, no way, a convert cannot own land ever. And a freed Canaanite slave never owns land. They have no personal land. And Araim, the pasuk says, and the land that you gave to us. Right? And now, the chiddush of the mamzer is that even though he's not a, what we'd say, a kosher Jew, but still he can own land. So that's why he could say it. But the others can't. Ah, what about Kohanim Levim?
Yeah, they can own land. Well, they
could say vidui. In the portion of land, yeshlam orei migrash. They had the fields of the orei miklat. And remember the surrounding area around the Levite cities? They could grow
but
stuff
the
there.
Didn't have those.
He's saying Kohanim and Levim.
We just started
but we learned that only the Levites got that.
Well, I don't know.
I don't see it in the Chumash with the Kohanim.
I don't know. Anyway, he says Kohanim Ulevim.
Because remember, Kohanim had their own city. Remember, the city of Nob was the city of Kohanim.
So? They just live in other cities. Where does a Kohen live the other 50 weeks a year?
I say, I don't know.
They lived in certain cities. They lived in certain cities. And they could use some land. They could use the land. Seems that they could. So they can say it. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we finished Meiser Sheni. And what's going to make Martin most happy is that Steve's already put up the next site for Bikurim. So tomorrow you won't have to even waste a day to get it up.